The Process of Becoming a Hunter, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Sam Williamson lives about 40 miles from Boulder, Colorado, and runs an online business called RepYourWater.com. The business sells fishing and hunting apparel, and the nifty thing about the whole concept is the fact that they donate some of their profits to conservation efforts. Sam has taken advantage of his location by becoming an avid trout fly fisherman. But then he had a fishing buddy who also hunted, and the rest is history.
I've been hunting for 4 years, got into it. A buddy of mine asked me if I wanted to go hunting, and I was like, sure, and decided to get my hunter safety. Did not grow up a hunter, just grew up a fisherman, and so this was kind of a new thing for me, and got into archery right away. Been archery hunting for 3 seasons, and been kind of slowly getting into the rifle game as well. So yeah, I just kind of got into it because I had a good buddy of mine that we always fished together. He brought me into it, and that's about it. Just stumbled into it.
What made you think bow first and rifle second?
You know, that's a good question. I got into bow because honestly, it was cheaper. I know that's weird to say, but my buddy had an older bow, a 1989 Golden Eagle. He lent it to me, and I just kind of started from there. And I really enjoyed the closeness of archery and being able to be a little bit more stealthy. And I don't know, it just kind of spoke to me more than the rifle did.
I loved hearing him say that right from the get-go, he took a hunter safety course. In another episode, a hunting success. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.